Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Saturday, December 7th, Atomic Dog and Show Enough Racers are bringing the final shakedown 2013 Grudge Fest to Dallas Raceway. This is it! So if you want some,
come get some!
Action Grudge Racing all night! You don't want to miss the Comfy Car Nature's Big Tire Old School Back Half and Truck Shootout. For the classes, we got a 580 7L Indexes. Bring your motorcycle and your ATVs to get in on the action too. Gates open at 11 a.m. Admission $20. Kids 12 and under free. Driver tech cards $10. For more info, contact Atomic Dog at 512-772-6563. Or peanut at 214-317-0185. Or you can find us at AtomicDogDragRacing.com or Atomic Dog Drag Racing on Facebook. Be sure to tune in to the Atomic Dog Grudge Inc. radio show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call-in number is 646-200-4419. And the call-in number is 646-200-4419. It's your boy Chuck G. You got to be there.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, Brett, man. How you doing? I'm sorry, Brett, man. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning. I want to apologize to all the listeners. We're having some tech support issues over here. We trying to get them squared away. I don't know what the scenario is, but I'm glad that we was able to figure it out and get the issue resolved, at least good enough so that we can have this show this morning. It is a glorious and blessed Monday morning here, and I'm not going to let the start of it ruin my day. It's just a little negativity at the beginning, but hopefully all our listeners understand that we was trying over here. With that being said, I want to thank the President Jay Barnes for handling business and making sure that this show was continued to move forward in the right direction and do what he was needed to do and get in here and get this issue resolved. I thought I was fine, y'all, but Jay said, I'm at the top of the food chain. Get in here. So what he did, he got me in here. But with that being said, I want to give an announcement. I want to say that today we're going to have some special speakers on. It's going to be a different day. And I just want to ask each and every individual that's listening, I want you to, if you've never hit the one button, we'd like for you to hit that one button today and just give us one positive thing about Thanksgiving that y'all remember. Make it quick, make it sweet, and make it short. And, you know, I'm just in the Thanksgiving spirit now. We want to go into this holiday, trying to allow individuals to give back to those that are misfortune, those that are weak right now, mentally, spiritually, or physically. We're not asking, any of you to give money or whatever, but just giving your listening ear definitely help to somebody. With that being said, y'all know how the program goes. I would start off with an inspirational vitamin. After the inspirational vitamin, we would go into a small moment of prayer. If any of you have anyone that you'd like to for me to pray for, you can text me, and I will get them in here. Caller 7340. Caller 7340. Your mic is open.
Hey, Birdman, it's me. It's Jimmy.
Oh, okay. 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 Hey, Big Jim.
Yes, sir.
This morning was one of those mornings when we talked about, you know what I mean? My computer is crashed, buddy. It's done. I guess I've been looking at the videos. I should have been looking at y'all, but it's the truth. I don't know what the deal is. But
we're off to a good week, that's all.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, man. But we're going to – I'm glad you're in, Jim. I got my other Jay is running the board. But, Jay, if you see a 727 number – with the number one hand up, that would be Mr. Chris Nelson. He will be in with us this morning as well. He'll press the one button. You'll know who he is. But with that being said, let me get started with the inspirational vitamin this morning. We're going to start with seek to please God. Seek to please God. For they love praise from man more than praise from God. And y'all know where we going with this here. Y'all ain't got to raise your hand. You ain't got to hold the phone the wrong way in your ear. You know where we going with this. Let me get started. The only way to achieve the very best in life and to develop the feeling of self-confidence and fulfillment that is so essential to your peace of mine is to stay true in all things to your high calling in Jesus. He is consistent yesterday, today, and for all eternity. He would never forsake you or fail you. Place your full trust in him and not in the fallible people. You would never be disappointed with Jesus. With that being said, we're going to go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning giving thanks for everything you bestowed upon our families. We ask right now that you forgive us all of our sins. We ask right now, Heavenly Father, that as we go into this week, that you allow us to witness the high calling that you provide for us, oh, Heavenly Father. We want you to allow us to continue to help us spiritually, mentally, and physically, oh, Heavenly Father. We want to ask that for the brothers that are weakened right now, that you strengthen them. We want to ask for the sisters that just don't have it right now, that you comfort them as well, oh, Heavenly Father. We want to ask for the brothers that are having surgery this morning, Brother Mac. We want to ask that you bring him to a speedy healing recovery, oh, Heavenly Father. We want to ask that for those that are traveling this morning, that you get them to their places safely. Heavenly Father, we want to ask that you continue to allow us to do all these blessings and more. We ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that being said, we got some lines out there that needs to be opened. Caller 3194, your mic is hot. 3194, your mic is hot. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning this morning. Chris Nelson, how are you?
Oh, man, doing great, doing great. Welcome, welcome. Got Chris Nelson in here this morning. Y'all, we're going to definitely have a heavy TikTok support group this morning. How was your weekend, sir? How was your weekend, Chris?
Not bad. Spent it working with family and having a good time.
Hey, that sounds great. That sounds great. Well, with that being said, we're going to definitely have both of the Big Jim. Big Jim, how was your weekend? I didn't even ask you, I don't think.
It was busy. I spent it on the road traveling.
Okay.
So I just got back late last night and rested up and out about this morning.
Okay. Well, what do you got stored in for us this morning, Big Jim? We're gonna go ahead and get this out of the way, and we know that you have plenty in your mind that you'd like to get off your chest as far as our Texas and I do, hold on, before you go there, I do want to say I got one of the things, one of our homework assignments done that you gave me. Let me look on my sheet here. I'm flipping to it right now. your homework sheet for me, Jimmy, was a calendar of the radio shows that Grudge Inc. has.
Yes.
Now, that being said, we did put up the rules of engagement as far as winning the belts. We are currently working the calendar of shows to where we can log on Grudge Inc. and look at all the Grudge Inc. shows and what time they actually come on so that, you know what I mean, we can kind of get more listeners. That was a great idea that you had. And the other one was a race calendar of Grudge Inc. races. So I wanted to add that while I had Jay on the phone. Jay, I hope you're listening. That was one of the key elements that Jimmy brought out that he would like to see us move towards in 2014. I thought it was a pardon me?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Now, one of the things, we do have the GrudgeInc.us website, and if you go to GrudgeInc.us, the website, it is being maintained by one of the racers, Erica Allison. She's y'all don't know, she's a beautiful lady she drives bikes. She's a bike racer. And she's the one to see about our website. And on that website, there is a 2013 calendar, which will be being updated here in December for 2014. Also, there's a list as of over a year ago, the radio shows, date and times. Now, a lot of that stuff has pretty much has changed this year because, you know, we do have a show that come on pretty much every night of the week. And generally, of the shows, all properly except two come on at 8 o'clock Eastern time, but on various numbers. There are three numbers that you can call to get a different show or a different region of the country. We have multiple shows. For example, we have on Monday, we have three shows. We have Breadman at 11 o'clock. We have Boom out of Louisiana at 8 o'clock p.m., and then my show come on at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time also. But each day, there is a Grudging show on every day, and we will make sure that we put out and try to get that a little bit more a little more information out. One of the things I can tell you, I got to tell y'all, if you go to that GrudgeInc.us site, there's a button that you can click on for newsletter. And that newsletter will give you updated information on a weekly and biweekly basis about what's going on, what's changing. We send that newsletter out, and it just basically, it's going to have pictures about whatever the last event was, maybe one or two articles about what happened, but mainly pictures and if anything has changed, you know, as a whole. Redman, I know I'm cutting into your segment a minute, but I do want everybody to realize we will have a new web page up, and it's going to be called the Page of Champions, which will list all the national and state champions. I got to be more at uplifting these champions. They work hard. They've proven themselves to be truly national or state champions. And I want to make sure that we give them the shine and the respect that they, you know, that they deserve. In saying that, for y'all that don't know, the Hyde car of Jekyll and Hyde team just recently had, you know, they held three titles. They were the national title back half, South Carolina back half champion, and Texas. The Texas championship that they had was an extreme championship, and they lost it a couple of weeks ago to back to Birdman, who originally had it. So that change has happened. And this weekend's coming up, for y'all that don't know, Dolomite, Stanley Bryant is the top sportsman champion, which he has surrendered his title because of the catastrophic failure. And so this weekend in Clearwater, Florida, there will be a new champion. There will be a new champion named that's going on at the race that Crew Chiefs and Big Low and them are having now. They have several cars that's going to participate in that to get that top sportsman championship. But just going back, I'll let you have it back over. Grudging.us, we try to keep the information on there. There's a schedule on there. Shows are listed, and we will be making that between December and January when most things shut down. We will update that for 2014 and bring, make it a little bit more interactive and a little bit more informative. And again, if you go on there and sign up for the newsletter, we'll send you a weekly update about what's going on around the country, where the next race at, just general information in the grudge racing world. Okay, Brett, man.
Hey, Jay, this is Jimmy. One more question. Let me ask you a quick question. Did the rules, I know there was a lot of discussion on the top sportsman rules about a couple months ago. Did the rules get adjusted, and is there a set of guidelines we need to be following for the top sportsman thing? Is the top sportsman belt open to 484 bore space cars only, or 5-inch cars available to get in it?
Now, as of 2014, the rules were open up to include there'll actually be just like in all title, just like in all other national categories. There will be two classifications. One would be under a 5-inch. I don't know what the biggest 4-point. I think they said Ford got a 4.9 something.
Yeah, factory board space on a Ford big block is 4900.
Yeah. So the standard class, the classification or category that we have at this moment is. It's open to all, but because we voted this year and it was changed in 2014, that will be the original class plus an extreme class, which would go 5 and bigger, a 5-inch fourth space and bigger. And, we had a lot of fighting over that, and at some point everybody was trying to determine at what point do you make the distinction between, whether you cut this thing off that. And the main problem was that everyone felt that there was not enough 5-inch and bigger top sportsman cars out there. But the point was that we know we were going that way. We had to get some distinction between the two. So as of 2014, there will be two categories in top sportsman. And it will be a top sportsman and an extreme top sportsman. And the distinction will be if you have a 5-inch or bigger, you're in the extreme.
Now it's still November, so we're good, right?
Yeah, it's still November, and we're still good.
Okay.
Yeah, that don't come into effect to 2014.
Okay.
Hey, Jay, Chris, you got any questions for him?
No, just looking forward to a good weekend of racing this weekend here in Clearwater, Florida. But no questions on that. Just, we got a little match race set up, rematch, second battle of which Mike you like between Mike Stavridos and Mike Hill. That should be another fun, exciting shootout.
Yeah. And officially then, is that the second or the third race that they've had?
That would be the second race, the first one being at Ronnie Brown's G-Body shootout in Valdosta, Georgia, early last year.
So technically speaking, Nelson's engine is up one over Fulton.
At the moment, in that category, that would be correct.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So this is a chance for the Fulton engine to either draw it back even, or Nelson is going to pull out with a two-length head.
That would be correct. That would be correct, but this weekend may just turn out to be a racer's race rather than a power race this weekend.
Well, you know, and as all things are, you have to always race based on condition, safety, and knowledge. I mean, that's every race, you know.
Absolutely true.
Now, let me ask this, Chris. If you think, if that was such a track, if that was such a track that would allow a car to leave the starting line using 100% of the power and carry it through the eighth of a mile, what kind of ETs would we see if that was possible?
Both cars have been and are capable of, some real, real low 90s, high 80s in the eighth of a mile. I think that's what we would see in these weather conditions if the racetrack was optimal. Mike Hill has been running very good all season. Mike Stavrinos has had a little bit of a summer off with some other things going on. And we're looking forward. We went and raced a couple weeks ago in the Kingdom of Bahrain and got our feet wet back racing and got our enthusiasm high, and we're looking forward to this weekend again.
Okay, that's excellent. That's excellent. And I do know for a fact that this race, I'm projecting this now for 2014. I think one of these two cars will ultimately – and I add Mr. 5 Feet into that because he's been working hard. One of these cars would be the top, would be the national Pro Mart champion in 2014. I mean, we haven't had any Pro Mart. Michael Joe Young is the favorite belt holder. I think he will. I was told that this year he would relinquish it, and I just believe one of these three cars would be. Would come out on top as the national Pro Mart champion. And I'm looking forward to finding and determining, who that'll be.
I tend to agree with that. And out of the class of Pro Mart cars that are out there these days, that would be quite a distinction to be proud of, to be crowned the national champion with that caliber of racer and that caliber of car that's out there these days.
Correct. And it's all about racing. Now, I tell you, 5 feet, Edmund Hall, has been proving himself. He's been racing hard in 12 and 13.
If we were to have just a shade of the luck that Mr. Edmund Hall has, it would be a good year in 2014. However, he's out there racing. He's turning it green. And he's turning on the wind light, so I can't take anything away from him.
However,
I certainly would like some of that to rub off on us.
he definitely does. I mean, at one time, he was considered the joke in good racing. They were about scared of clutches and all that. They said, well, they scared of everybody's clutch except his, They let him in anything,
He and Mike alike are the guys I really enjoy engaging with on the racetrack because of the camaraderie. The trash talking beforehand and the camaraderie afterwards is the aspects of it that I enjoy. And guys are very good competitors. If you come out victorious over guys like that, you've done something right.
Yeah, I agree. Brett, man, I didn't mean to take the show over, but go ahead.
Oh, no, it's not that you're taking it over. We're just conversing. If you see a 007 number anywhere, can you click him in, him or Dolomite, sir? You know, I'm new.
You got a couple of guys here that, while I was looking, I think this is the 007. It's a 601-3356. Let's find out right quick.
Okay, dope.
601-3356. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Jay? Grudge World, Bread Man, everybody that's on the phone. How y'all doing today?
Good morning.
007, Ken Kidd, the ex-champ. But he said he will be the champ again. Go ahead, champ.
Jay, you keep saying the ex-champ or the S-10, but had nobody really challenged me for the belt or beat me for the belt. So I thought I was still the champ.
Still, yes. Well, I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
I heard you say that on a couple of shows, but, you know, I've been sick, so I hadn't really stepped up to the mic to try to correct that. But that ain't what I got on this morning here to say, Jay. I got on this morning to say something else, and if y'all give me the opportunity, I would be glad to speak on it, please.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Big Kim. You got the Big Kim. You got the flow. Go ahead.
Just changing the pace just a little bit. Jay, I've been listening to your show here, Bread Man. Man, I've been down and sick myself in these last, since August the 31st. And, man, I've been had a lot going on in my life, so that's why I haven't been out here on the Grudge World and the Grudge Circuit. And God, you know, have slowed me down tremendously to do other things right now than the race. But I got on the phone this morning to say, man, I challenged the racers here in Mississippi and the racers over the world, man. We had a cookout for the homeless people here in Jackson, Mississippi this past weekend, which was the 23rd, which was my mom's birthday, and she'd been dead for 4 years. And we had a success turnout. We was out in the rain with tents, feeding the homeless people here in Jackson. And I just want to give props out to truck drivers send donation in to the cause. We as racers, we have so many people that we touch in this world and that we spend so much money into these race cars and stuff like that, and so many people out here when we was out here feeding the homeless here in Jackson. And my whole purpose was God put this on my heart in the last 2 weeks to reach out and do something for the needed people. And, man, when you come out to a situation where you go to one of these shelters where people is less fortunate than you, and you see grown men walking around with garbage bags for pants and bags tied on their feet for shoes, and some of these men coming up with no shirt on in 30-degree weather, man, it really makes you have a whole total outlook on life itself. And, man, you know what? I had a conversation with Brett, man. I called him before I got on the show this morning, and I told him, I said, you know, I've been feeling real bad. I got sick last week when I was trying to put this the stew pot donation, the food drive together. I got sick on the interstate, and my wife and my kids had to come and pick me up off the interstate. But as I was there reaching out and giving back to the homeless people here in Mississippi at the shelter, I don't know if any one of y'all never felt this year, and I'm not ashamed to say, but I don't know if you ever felt a spirit. I had a spirit. It's just like God sent a spirit up and down my body as I reached out and helped these people that needed help. And we were sitting out there. I had several people out here in the Grudge World that racers that came out and supported. I had Gadget from Small Time Race. I had Big B out of Mississippi that come out and supported the call. I had Chris Clark out there that come out and supported the call. I had a guy named D. I had so many people, even non-racers, came out and supported. But as I saw those people, we fed about 90 people And Grudge, what you may think I'm over-exaggerating, but this is the truth. We fed about 90 people, and out of those 90 people, just the hot dogs and sausage itself, we fed them breakfast that morning with juice and Little Debbie case there. Little Debbie had that. We fed over 1,000 wieners just for breakfast out of 90 people, man. People were just that hungry. Because I said when God put this on my heart to go out and reach and feed the homeless, I didn't care what it cost that I was going to do it. And I had help and I had support from people. But you think about 90 people eating over 1,000 wieners. 1,000 wieners and sausage. And then our main meal was we had people to donate baked beans and Gadget and other guys there cooked turkey neck and corn. Even some as cheap as turkey necks, corn, and potatoes. Man, it was people there appreciating the small token that we did. Tell that God, you know, when you get a sign from God, man, and you do what God got you out here, you do what God got you out here to do, it's good to be in the spotlight with these cars and all this stuff. That's good. That look good, that 007 with the belt and stuff. That, you know what? Yes, I mean, this past Saturday mean more to me than anything I ever did in my life. I'm 45 years old. I really feel good. God seemed like he blessed me because I've been feeling great since I did this year. And I challenge the racers that's in these other states that's got less fortunate people and homeless people. We spend a ton of money in these cars. Give back to some of the people who is less fortunate than we is for Christmas. We are doing another feeding the homeless or the unfortunate people. We're going to give clothes and coats and stuff out on December the 21st of this year, 2013. Racers, fans, promoters, you just don't know how good it feels, man, when you see other people that you can help. You just a little small token you can help. People was asking for socks and gloves, and we got together, pooled money together, and gave people for socks and gloves and hats. You know, we made her save somebody's life because, you know, the cold front just moved in here. It was down to 20-something in Mississippi across the weekend. Man, I just got on here to tell you, people, you don't know how blessed you are. If you think you ain't blessed and you ain't got what you want to have, go to some of your homeless shelter, or go and just look around your city of people who don't have. We are living, and God is blessing us like kings and queens.
Not to cut you off, 007. I want to ask you this here though: is this address at Stupot Opportunity Center? 845 West Animet Jackson, is that still a good place they can perhaps send y'all coats, y'all extra coats that y'all have in y'all closets, man, and, you know, shoes that you're not wearing or something like that? Just box it up and send it over there to that address. And
Bread Man, I was just finna challenge the Grudge World, people in the Grudge game that know me at 007 or know of me or anything, man. If you, old shoes that you got that's laying around your house, or coats that you got that's laying around your house that you're not doing anything with, just because they may have a scar on them, as long as they ain't got holes in the shoe, we got men, we got women, man, we even got homeless kids. Let me give you my address. Send it to me. I'll pay for the post. You can send it COD. I'll pay for the post so I can give it to these people at these homeless shelters. because I'm going to do another food drive and coat drive all on the 21st of this month, of December. Like I told my wife and kid, Christmas and Thanksgiving is to us every day when you see other people who are less fortunate. You can send it to me at 217 Forestdale Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39212. Or you can send it to the shelter. It's 845 West Amid Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39205. It's just amazing of how many people we have here in just our little city, the capital of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. And I can just imagine these other states, people that's homeless out here. Coats and stuff you're not wearing, drop it by a shelter. Shoes, drop it by. You make a difference in somebody's life. You know, and my thing of it was this weekend, if I can just touch one of those person's life that we fed out there this weekend to make a change and want to do better. And it wasn't about, it was all black people, it was all different races that was homeless out there. It's all different races.
But did you want to give them your number, Kenny? Did you want to give them your number as well so that some of the people can call and perhaps
give my cell number is area code 601-624-3356. And the number to the shelter, let me pull it up here, is...
I got it for you. The number to the shelter is 601-949-3540. We're going to give this number out again, the address and the number to the shelter, where if y'all want to send your information, send your product to your donations, I would say, to Big Ken, you can, or you can send it to the shelter as well.
I don't mean to cut you off, Big Ken.
Go ahead.
Okay, and you know, your donation and your clothes that you give, that's one of my businesses that I do taxes. It's a tax write for you. So it ain't like you get some out of the deal if you do it. Plus, you'll be giving something back to the people. And, Bread Man, I appreciate you letting the show to say this here. I thank you. God put it on my heart to do it, and I just appreciate it. Man, you don't know how much I appreciate it. You don't know good word. You just don't know how much better I feel by helping someone. And if it took me to get sick, for God to show me to get sick, that I had to do this, then guess what? I'm glad that he made me sick because it made me a new person. It really did. And I thank you, Bread Man.
Thank you, Big Ken. And I want to thank the listeners. I can't believe I didn't get not one text. I'm glad y'all listen that, Big Ken. And hopefully, you know, we can push to get some donations over that way, Big Ken. Thank you for coming on. Wow.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Just hold near. You can listen at the rest of the show, and I'm going to definitely make this announcement before the show is over again for the listeners that perhaps might be getting on at a later date. With that being said, Jay, did we get Dolomite in here? Jay Bond. Y'all have to excuse me. Jay is running my board. My Microsoft equipment is not responding. Jay.
I'm sorry about that. Yes, sir. I was on mute there. I had to get back to you.
Did we get Dolomite in here?
I'm working on him. I'm working on him. Give me a few minutes. I'm working on it as we talk.
Did we have...
You also have... You also have a crew chief, the governor of Florida. He's on. His mic is open. And you also have a new caller, 803-8211, that's waiting.
We could let crew chief in, but I want to definitely get some of this tech out the way as well. Go ahead and let crew chief in, and, you know, it's Michael. Well, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning, crew chief.
Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody?
Oh, hanging in now. We're hanging
in
now.
What's up, crew chief?
I ain't nothing much. I was just sitting back listening to what Big Ken had to say. You know, I definitely can touch and agree with them on, you know, about the donation deal, you know, donating and feeding the less fortunate and, you know, doing whatever you can for the less fortunate. You know, you may not know, but I work for a donation center. You know, I'm the guy that you see driving around in your local areas that's emptying out all those donation bins, you know, all at the shopping plazas and parking lots and stuff like that. You know, I always work on the West Coast. You know, I'm all in Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres, Fort Myers, North Fort Myers area. You know, that's my stop. That's my stomping ground. So throughout the day, you know, I get people to always come up to me, and they say, you know, the less fortunate, they walk up and say, hey, you got a pair of shoes in there that I can wear. I need a shirt or I need a pair of pants. And I just open it up and I let them take what they make. You know, I stop. Never rush them, you know, however long it takes them to find what they need to find and get what they get. And, you know, you get just to see the expression on their face, you know, they're real grateful to be able to, you know, gain something that they're unable to provide for themselves, you know. I mean, like they shoes, I mean, they take this stuff and put it right on immediately. It's not like they're walking off with it. You know, they're putting the shoes on their feet, the shirts on their backs, pants, I mean, swapping out pants and clothes, and, you know, they're real thankful. I was over in North Fort Myers a couple weeks ago, and it was this white couple over there, and they were sitting by the bin, and you know, I pulled up, and the guy he said I was just sitting here. He said we was just sitting here waiting to see if someone for somebody to come to open it, you know, because we don't have anything. Only thing we have is what we got. And you know, there was just, they didn't have anything. They didn't have just the clothes on their back, and they had a bag or something with a few things they picked up, I guess, on their walk to the bin. And you know, I opened the bin up for them. You know, I gave them, you know, a couple pairs of shoes each. I let them get many clothes. You know, of course, I keep bags on the back of my truck to help to load up the stuff that's not in bags or may have fallen out of bags. So I just gave them a couple bags and let them take as much stuff as they want, and, you know, to help them out along the way. And then the dude said, "I don't want to ask you for anything, but you wouldn't happen to have anything to eat, would you?" So of course I carry a lunch with me every day. And I went in the truck, gave him my lunch.
Hello?
Yeah, give me a minute, I'm here. It touches me. It really.
Oh, we understand. We understand, my brother.
And, you know, that's one of the things that this thing is all about, as far as reaching out and giving people. And when people, and I don't know if y'all don't realize it, though, to have to ask for food, that's something that a lot of us could even put in our mouth to do. That's a hard thing, but it's a necessity that we have to, you know, we have to humble ourselves when in need, you know. And so when we can do something for somebody, and sometimes it even requires us not even to wait till somebody have to ask. If you see somebody in need, and that's 365 days a year, you know, reach out to them and try to help them so that you don't have to cause them to feel belittled, you know, because I can speak for me. I have not necessarily, I have needed help, I have needed help in different things. I hadn't necessarily been in a situation where I was hungry or anything, but I have needed other people's help. And if you think about it, we all need people's help in different ways. And I guess what Coochie was saying there, that was he was there, the man was hungry. And if you think about it, for the man to even accept his lunch, let him know that he really needed it. This ain't somebody who out there trying to hustle. That's trying to, you know, the man was hungry. And it was a blessing that two chief offered up what he had. So, no. But my first thing is, it's 365 days a year now. Don't think in the middle of summer people ain't hungry. It ain't just around man's, it ain't just around these man traditions, man's holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas when people are hungry. People are hungry 365 days a year, and so we should have that love and that attitude on a daily basis. You know.
Right, man? Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. I'm glad you pointed that out, Jay. You know, it's a lot of times we always find that, you know, it's easier to around when the Christmas holidays for people to be giving a little more receptive to things that perhaps go on every day. And I just want to add that I don't want to basically, I want to say, you know, to anybody that opens their heart, you know what I mean, whenever it may happen. But, you know, the point that Jay was making is definitely right. You know, there are people hungry in March and June and July, you know, and, you know, you know what this show basically, this is what this show is about. I want to get this is the nitty gritty for me. This is what it is, the low down naked truth. And you know, I'm not here to bash anyone or laugh at anyone, because these are true feelings, and I feel this just as compassion about the different jobs that we may have. I was just talking to Kenny, Big Kenny, this morning. And I told him that what he's experiencing and what he's going through, I know how it is. I know how it is standing there. I used to work in the department stores, and I used to be walk out there with all the dairy products, and we used to just take the busted milk or the milk that's almost expired and just pour it over into the drain. And there'd be so many people standing there just for milk or egg, cracked eggs or anything. And, you know, to see someone in that magnitude, really, you know, when we just go and grab the refrigerator, look at our children. Children just go in there and get what they want out the cabinet. You don't really understand, you know, what that does to someone that's in the street. And I'm not here to try to, you know, make it sound like, you know, we're not doing our job because we are. I feel like we're starting to, you know, having issues and speaking upon stuff like this on our shows is definitely what, you know what I mean, what brings racers closer. You know? I look at everybody. Not all of us bring grills to the track, but how many times have we went over to somebody's trailer and gave someone something? I remember Jay was down at Bradenton. What was it, last year, Jay? Down at the Day of Destiny. You say, man, nobody fed me.
Yeah. I was hungry. Hey, I was starving that time. It was probably guilty on my part.
Jay, I'm not laughing, but the way you took the head off of that drumstick looked like you ain't ate nothing all day long. Hey, what if me with a can of soup? Y'all got that meat my daddy gave y'all, man. Y'all, boy, look at him. Now, I know. I understand. You know what I'm saying?
Who ate it with me? Who I had with me?
Hey, you had gunner pigs with you. Y'all hungry now. So, hey, what I'm saying is you might not know people who going to come up and give you what you know what I mean, some type of nourishment. And it's a beautiful thing. But I didn't mean to cut you off or nothing. You back with us, Crew Chief?
Yeah, I'm here, Brett.
Okay, great. Man, we just want to say keep doing what you do. Keep doing what you do. It's hard. And you think that we don't see that type of work, or you think we don't understand that, man, I got plenty of stories. I can, man, I can tell you some things. You know, I worked in the hospital, so I know how it is. I know how it is. When you can see a man on his back at that moment when he thinking he about to leave you, now that's a feeling too. You know, so I can comprehend to what you witnessed, and I can imagine how difficult your job can be because you really – You think you riding around with everything, and you really don't have enough for the type of people come up on you. I know you don't have enough.
You're right about that. I normally run into people on a daily basis, you know, and it's not a big deal, because like I said, it's a donation center. And they donate and stuff. Even if they wasn't donating stuff, I still take a chance on risking my job to help somebody else out. You know what I mean? Because to me, it's not that big of a deal because it's not mine. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, if y'all fire me, so what? Fire me. You know what I'm saying? I can get another job. You know what I mean? That's not a problem. Right. But to see somebody walk up to you, you know, hungry, it's a couple. And, you know, they've been together for a while. You know what I mean? And regardless of their situation, they got unity. They decide not to leave one another because of the situation. It's always easy to abandon ship when the ship started going down. You know what I mean? So for them to stick together throughout the situation and just trying to deal with it, you know what I'm saying, it means a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I saw that, and they were, you know, they really in need. Like I said, I gave them my lunch, and then I had a few dollars in my pocket. I gave them that as well because I felt like I couldn't do enough to help them out. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, because at the end of the day, when I get off in that truck, I'm going to get in the air-conditioned truck, ride home, get in my car, ride home, come home, open my refrigerator to, you know, a home-cooked meal. They're not going to have that. You know, while I'm riding home or I'm going home and take a bath, they're out in the street trying to find somewhere to sleep, looking for their next meal, you know what I mean, you know, clean clothes, somewhere to take a bath. And it's hard, bro. I mean, it touches me to see that, you know what I mean, to see the less fortunate. And, you know, you can't have a soft heart for everybody because everybody's situation is different. But to see someone genuinely in need, I mean, it just really touched me knowing that I could help them. You know what I mean? And when, you know, 007, you know, I was hearing them saying about the 1,000, you know, those 1,000 weenies that they gave away. And like you say, those people really are hungry. That's not somebody standing on the corner saying, hey, give me a couple of dollars, and they're going to the corner store buying a beer. You know what I mean? Those people were really hungry. You know, for you to take a bag and tie your feet up to walk so you don't have to walk on the ground, that's somebody really in need. That's not somebody putting on the hits. You know, you might see a street panhandler, and they stand on the corner. They got clean shoes. You know, their hair is tied back in a ponytail. They got a clean cut. And they talking about they need a couple bucks. No, that's what 007, that's a totally different situation. Those people, you know, really in need, you know what I mean? And for them to do that, I mean, that his story was just touched me all the way around. I was going to come on and say something about the show and this and that, but I'm going to pass.
Well, no problem. I take care of that for you. With that being said, you know, your mic will remain open whenever you're ready. Jay, do we have any people with their hands up that would like to get in and ask any questions about anything? We still got Jimmy. Jimmy, you still in here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I was out for a minute loading the truck, but I'm here now.
Okay, though. Well, let's open up a couple lines, Jay, if we
All right, you got 803-82-11. Your mic is open. Welcome to the Breadman Show.
Hey, what's going on, Birdman? What's going on, Javon? Big Ken, this is a truck driver out of South Carolina. How y'all doing today?
What's going
all right,
on,
man?
Truck?
What's going on, truck driver?
Hey, Big Ken, I'm glad you had a successful weekend with the homeless. I want to touch on what Big Ken did. I was cleaning my yard Saturday, and I had to go to Dollar General and give me some trash bags to put the leaves in. And it was a young man out there wanted some change, begging for something to eat. And then I went in the store and came back out. When I came back out, it was an older lady giving him some change. So I reached in my wallet, and it touched me with what Big Ken was doing. So I reached in my wallet and gave him $20. don't you know the expression on that young man's face? And he started explaining to me, like, you know, hey, I'm not on drugs. I just want something to eat. I said, I didn't ask you, was you on drugs? Here go $20, take it. He said, I see you got trash bag. You want me to come and help you do your yard? I said, no, go get you something to eat. And it really touched his heart, but I think it touched the older lady's heart more than anything. I reckon she looked at me as being a young man, saying this young man just donated $20 to this guy. And, you know, just like I say, it just really touched me when it just dawned in my mind that Big Ken was out there helping. And it just stuck in my mind that, hey, help somebody this holiday.
That's true. That's true. And that's what basically we're trying to do. I mean, we just asking, you know, even if you don't send it to, you know, Jackson, Mississippi, find something like that. Just do a good deed. Just do one good deed. Give somebody a coat. Take a coat up to one of these places. You can take them to any of these grocery stores that have the little places set up. I can't remember what they call them, but it's a Salvation donation box, actually, a donation box. If y'all can get anything to these places, man, do so. That's all we ask. Let the grudge world give back. Let the grudge world give back. That's all we asking. So we appreciate you coming on, truck driver, and sharing a good deed that you've done. Keep doing what you do, my brother. Keep doing what you do. And be safe out there. Yes, sir. Be safe. Jay, who we got? Let's go to the next caller. Thank you, truck driver.
All right.
I'm not in front of the computer. Give me a second to walk back in front of the computer, Brett, man, so you have to do a little talking for a minute. Chris Nelson fell off. If you want to get him back on?
No, he'd be good. I was trying to, if y'all have any tech, I know that a lot of people are going down to the Rumble in the Jungle, and we wanted to address any questions that anyone may have concerning their last, you know, tune-ups or checkouts, or if they wanted to, you know, basically do anything. We got, you know, Jimmy on the line, and perhaps he would aid you to helping out with your whatever it is you need, you know, your racing needs.
Well, hello, we do have somebody out of the 478 area code. I get excited when somebody come out of the 478 area code, because normally they don't, you know, they scared of these shows for some reason. So you got a 478, 1809, your mic is open. Welcome to the Bread Man Show.
Good morning.
What's up, Brett, man? Good show, Brett.
Thank you.
Thank you with Jamil to hit the button.
Oh, okay.
What is it, Brett? He hit it by mistake.
Yes, I believe he probably have. Jamil, if you out there, go ahead and hit the one button.
Oh, he on your line? Okay. I just know the 478, for some reason, 478 is scared of these radio shows, man. I'd be scared. I think them 478 be scared folks going to lock them in. And I got I think Jamil, I'm pretty sure Jamil, he don't want no 478 trouble. I ain't sure, Brett, man, but but Coochie, we'll let Jamil mic stay open. Coochie, what you got going on this weekend?
Jay, you know, we got Rumble in the Jungle, Jay, Rumble in the Jungle this weekend down at Showtime Raceway, Clearwater, Florida. Rumble in the Jungle, me, myself, T5, Big Low, Jay Barnes, Bread Man, Triple X Racing, Lil Rick, just to name a few. Got 28 and 29, going to battle for $3,000 cash, no check. No fake check, no funny check, no kind of check. Just win light and collect. Cut that W on at the end of the night, last man standing.
Win 3,000 cash. We got a 650 index. 650 index for all you 650 guys. Ain't got nothing else left to do in the season. This late in the season, normally, I'm pretty sure y'all don't race around this time of the year. But for those of you still got some gas on your chest, y'all come on out and join us. We got a 650 index race. We're going to be paying $1,000 to the winner, $250 to the runner-up, and $125 if you make it to the finals. $125 if you make it to the finals. Next up, we got a quick 16. We're going to take the 16 quickest cars on the property and shoot them up. Shoot them up for $1,000, as Bread Man will say, in my Bread Man voice. But we got a host of grudge racers is going to be in the building. A host, when I say a host of grudge racers, hold on. I'll give you a small preview of what we got, what we up against. We got White Boys, Mike Hill, Tony Bynes. We got Goldie, 187 Gangster, Troy Perez, Triple X Racing, Biz, Troy Blake, Wild Man, CC and Jody, Wayne with White Trash, Coop Performance. Oh, yeah, Coop Performance in the building. They talking real hard like they want a part of these pine trees, but I don't think they want none of the palm trees. Coop Performance going to be in the building. They coming down, Coop King and a couple other guys, they getting together and swinging this way. They going to swing to the Sunshine State and go ahead and try to blow their back out for them. Biz will be in the building, Dog. Like I say, just to name a few, Stone Cold, Mike Hill, Lil Rick, you name them, everybody going to be there, man. It's going to be a good one. Tony Wright was on the show threatening everybody, said he coming with 4 cars. Tony Bynes said he was bringing 6 cars. It so happened, between the two Tonys, both of them said they was bringing the same car. They said they had a silver Mustang. It's supposed to be on motor. So somebody coming with either 4.5 cars, somebody coming with 3.5 cars, and coming with 5.5 cars. So we gonna see. Tony Bynes said he gonna lock the track down. I done talked to my group of Florida racers, and we stand united. Say damn, anything that's coming north of the border, anything coming from north of the Florida border, be warned, your ass is on deck. So. With that being said, it looks like it's definitely going to be it's going to be one you don't want to miss. We're going to have the track on kill due to the weather and whatever the conditions may bring us. We're going to guarantee the best racing surface that day. So don't be scared to come with your big tune-ups, your big pills. All you force induction guys, y'all can just close the wastegate and put all the boost to it that it can handle. You know what I mean? So y'all come on down and check us out. It's going to be a good one. Definitely. And that's pretty much it. You know, myself, we got a few grudge races that's brewing real, real heavy right now. Big Low say he going to take one car and run through every car that Tony Bynes come bring with. Tony say he coming with 5 or 6 cars. Big Low say he going to take one car and race everything in Tony camp. So, you know, with that being said, it's definitely going to be a good one. Man, T5, he ain't got oil pressure right now, so we still trying to get him some oil pressure. So, T5 get oil pressure, White Boys, y'all ass is on deck. Y'all gonna smile riding down here, but I guarantee it's going to be upside down on your way back to the crib. So, you know, with that being said, I just look forward to seeing everybody, you know, on my side of town because, you know, we do a lot of traveling and we always out and about. To the different racetrack, whether it's Macon, the House of Hook, Montgomery, Indiana, I mean, South Georgia, I mean, you name them, we there. So it'd be fun to see everybody, you know, in my neck of the woods this weekend. And for those who didn't get enough, but wasn't able to make the trip, I'll catch y'all at No Guts, No Glory, you know, over at Baldy's Race. So with that being said, for these next 3 to 4 weeks, Florida got a lot going on. So y'all come out, check us out, Fun in the sun. Get down and lay down. Here, go out racing. We here, Grudge, and it's going to be a good one. My man Jimmy, I hear Jimmy Marino, he on the phone asking a few questions. So obviously that he's up to something. What it is, I don't know quite yet. But
hey, Coochie.
Yo.
You always got to be careful, Jimmy, man. Jimmy, that white, black guy, you always got to watch out for. And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. You got to always be careful, Jimmy, man. I had a lot of viewers background, man, and I wasn't known. And y'all come on out to the Rumble and the Junk. Come hang out. Come get down with get down and let down. See everybody, man. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody, man.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. But, It's definitely gonna be one of these races. That you don't want to miss. So I know Chris Nelson gonna be in the building. My main man, I can't forget him, Mike Stravino with the 187 Gator going blow to blow with Mike Hill. You know Mike Hill, he coming down from the great state of Georgia with his Camaro, and he gonna try to get some get back. He said he gave 187 Gangster a little loan. He want to get that back with interest. So, him and 187 Gangster definitely going to go toe-to-toe. It's going to be a good one. And we're going to see. If both of them go down through there, we're going to see some real fast passes. And get your camera for the – you're going to need a camera on the big end to see who won, because it's definitely going to be a race to see. But my prediction on the race, 187 Gangster going to stand tall. He gonna stand up in the paint, and that's what it's all about. That's how I feel. But hey, don't take my word for it. Y'all come on down and check us out, Showtime Raceway. I'll see you there. I'll be there with bells on. I hope to see everybody. You know, safe arrival, safe trips. Make a safe trip down this way. You know, like I always say, for those who are traveling, be safe on the highway. You get tired, get sleepy, pull over, catch a nap. And it's going down. I'm opening the gates up early for those guys who are traveling. No matter what time you get there, the gate's going to be open at 10 o'clock. I'm going to have the gates open up 10 o'clock on Saturday.
And also, Coochie, they're going to do a Tiff and Tune. The track will open up Friday night for Tiff and Tune. Just for y'all who might want to get in there and check out a couple of things, kind of help get the track right. So make sure y'all check out the fact that they will be open Friday night. But the crew chief hit squad show starts 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. We're going to open the gates up early for all you guys want to get in there. You definitely want to get in there and get you a good parking. Pull your lawn chairs out. Enjoy some of this sun because y'all ain't getting much of it when y'all go back home. Y'all know y'all got to put your sweaters and turtlenecks and shit on. So y'all bring your shorts and your T-shirts. And your slides, bring your lawn chairs, and y'all put your chairs out, enjoy this good weather, and get ready for some action-packed racing, because it's going down. I got Candy Crusher, so he's going to be in the building. He said he's looking for Big Low. I don't really think he wants any problems, but that's what he said. But as my man 25 said already, a joker will make their mouth fry chicken. So it is what it is. We going to see exactly what it is. So, like I say, man, y'all come down and check us out and enjoy. And I look forward to seeing everybody. T5, you got anything else you want to add?
Yeah, Coochie. Good, man. It definitely ain't going to need none of that stuff you had on last night. No scarf wrapped around your neck, no hat covering your ears, no lame trick coat on, and no goddamn gon' third boot. You damn sure ain't going to need none of that mess down there to rumble in the jungle bread. So leave that stuff back up there with your wood.
Hey, what's going on? Come on now. Hey, I see you had a lot on last night, too, yourself. You know what I'm saying? You had a big old trench up yourself, and you might pull that off when you get to the door tonight.
Yes, man. If y'all would have seen Brad, man, y'all would have seen Brad, man, was going through a fashion show last night. Brother, man, had the spider wrapped all the way up around his mind, and had on the hat to cover his ears, man, and had on a jacket with some Chave boots on last night.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with that lip gloss, man? I heard you had lip gloss on last week, man. What's up with that, man?
Man, I can't go nowhere without nobody bothering me, man. I just be chilling, man. I be chilling.
My brother talking to me. Now, I had a joker call me and tell me, he said, man, you is not going to believe. Bread Man is down here with lip gloss on. I told him, man, take me a picture. He said he going to try to take it from a phone, but he couldn't get the picture without you noticing him taking the picture.
Man, come on, man. No. I probably did after I bit into that good eating. I mean, he probably caught me licking my lips after that good eating we had. We broke some bread last night now.
Oh, you broke bread last night?
Oh, yeah.
You broke bread with the fellas, right?
Oh, yeah.
so you wouldn't in there licking your lips like LL was.
Hey,
Fred, on the serious note, J-Bone, Scoochie, hey, man, I want to definitely send out Fred, man, and hope my boy Mac, you know, get out of surgery as well, man. That's a good brother right there, man. Hey, man, Mac, good people, man. The brother can cook. And y'all just thought he was a big, strong dude, falling behind Stone Cold and Mike. Man, that dude can cook, man. I didn't know Mac can get down like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you know, I didn't know about Mac, so yeah, prayers out to Mac. You know, we got to check on him, make sure brother good, and keep him in our prayers, most definitely.
Hey, with that being said, we might have people on the line that might have questions for y'all. Y'all stand by. Jay, what about that other caller, 0273, your mic is hot.
What's going on, Brad, man?
What's going on?
Yeah, this is Arkansas, man. It was probably some guys on my line had hit one button, but this is my first time, you know, being able to get on your show, so I'm just going to speak and, you know, and kind of get out the way.
Well, hey,
I
Arkansas.
I saw somebody on my line had wanted to talk. Go ahead.
Oh, y'all coming down this way or what? Y'all finna come and get a little of that sunshine and the rumble in the jungle.
I don't know about making it down there on the 30th, man, but we trying to make arrangements to make it down there to Baldy race on the 15th.
Well, y'all got that truck over there, don't it? Y'all, this the boy with that blue truck, Arkansas boy.
Yeah, this them.
Boy, they better not come. Boy, they better not come nowhere near Florida with that truck.
I don't hear that shit, Coochie. I don't want to hear that shit. Coochie, I don't want to hear that shit.
Man, they better not come nowhere near Florida with that truck. Listen. Listen. Hey, we cool. We straight. Long as we
Coochie.
Ain't
What's Coochie. Up, you already know. This world ain't big enough for me and you. I already told you. The day gonna come.
Listen,
the day coming.
Listen, if you
I
come.
I promise you the day coming.
If you come, if you make it this year, 2013, to Orlando to ball the race, lock me in, sir. Lock me in. I don't care which day it is. You got action. You might get action all 3 days, and that's on the real.
If I just knew for sure, I'll lock your motherfucking ass in.
Hey, hold on. You got time to think about what you're doing wrong. You got time to think about what you're doing wrong. So ain't no rush, bro. Ain't no rush. You know what I mean? Hey, but check this out, though. Check this out. G to G, truck to truck. I look forward to having y'all boys on our side of town. If y'all come down, look, we going to kick it. Like Bread said, we going to break bread with my brother.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I never met you besides on the phone.
I
rub elbows with you, shake your hand, get the meat, talk to you face-to-face, up close and personal. And then after I whoop that ass, I'm going to give you an application that you can sign up, and you'll be official part of his squad racing. No problem.
Man, motherfuck his squad.
Oh.
This D&D, goddammit. Oh, my bad, Bradman. I forgot you don't like that kind of talk. My bad.
Yeah, you got to watch.
But Crew Chief, I'm going to catch you on one of those X-ray shows. That way I can
you catch
myself.
Me
out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. Listen, only catch me on
all right. My bad, Bradman. With all due respect, man.
Hey, August off.
What's up?
August off. Just call Crew Chief on Wednesday, man. You call it, man.
You can't talk like that on Bread Show, man. Yeah, I forget, man. You had got me crunk, man. I had to go tighten them straps on Lil Blue, man. Lil Blue, never I came out the trailer, you were talking about that noise.
Arkansas, for real though. Come on down, man. We'd love to have you in the house. And you know what I mean? We definitely, you know, would like to meet you and everything, for real, though. You know?
Oh, man, we can't wait to meet you guys, man. Man, we love this.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about.
Yeah,
for
man,
sure.
We love this, man. Win, lose, or draw, man. We love this.
You got a number to the show Wednesday, right, on Crew Chief and them show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got it.
Hey, you can go ahead and push it to the flow and hold the track in on that show right there. Good God Almighty. Turn your on, okay. Go to the flow with it, for real. But this one right here is all...
I forgot where I was.
This is all naturally aspirated. All naturally aspirated.
Yeah, you got to take your vitamin. You got to get that inspirational vitamin in. So, you know, with that vitamin, once he give you that vitamin, and everybody take that vitamin, you know, we get our minds right, get our miles right, you know, and handle, you know, the show accordingly. But you catch
right,
me on one
right.
of the 8 o'clock shows, listen, 8 o'clock show, I ain't say a 6 o'clock show or a 7 o'clock show.
Right. I got you. 8
o'clock shows, and you got all the action you can have. By then, you done went to the bathroom and let that vitamin pass out through your system, and we can get
right,
down
right,
to the
right.
grid.
Right. Yeah, I had King Scoop on my line. He had got out the hospital, but he fell out. I think that's where I hit the one button.
King Scoop, you all right?
Yeah, you know, Don Mac did some unspeakable stuff to him last night.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Don Mac on the line somewhere.
What color Scooby truck is, bro?
White.
Got lip gloss on.
What'd you say, Arkansas?
We got a white S10.
Line down,
Jay. He ran a little Chevy Love truck or something?
No, he ran a beige S10.
A beige
S10.
Let me get a scoop on this. King Scooby had made his whole entire racing career off of whooping Arkansas. And last night, Arkansas hired a professional hitman, and got Don Mac the night.
take him out the game, huh?
Take him out the game.
What's up with that lip gloss?
We want that lip gloss. Get him out of here, Jake. Shut that post down. Shut it down now. Get him out of here.
That lip gloss. Don't put it on him. It's your shine, baby.
Jay Bond, I have a question to ask you. Do you have a preparation age manufacturing company down there in Mississippi?
Yes, we do have. We got a distributor down there.
Oh, okay. Because I know y'all truck ran through Arkansas a couple of times. I was just wondering. It got here so quick. I wondered, did it come from Mississippi?
hey, Jay Law.
Yes, sir.
So you're not already sent Scooby here, right?
Yeah, Scooby. Matter of fact, listen, I'm going to tell you what. He actually got it while he was at the track, because Arkansas had called me and told me that he had set up a hit. The same way they did President Kennedy, that's how I was going to do King Scooby. I was like, God, dog. They had three folks coming at him last night, man. The mess King Scooby up, I want everybody to pay attention to, that who was bringing, now that he done got King Scooby blowed out, in Arkansas, bring him on his phone to come on the show to tell everybody. Arkansas is something serious, man. Arkansas is setting his man up, man. Arkansas, go ahead.
I think somebody was trying to ask me a question. I think it was Bread Man or Crew Chief, but somebody was trying to ask me a question.
Oh, no, I didn't try. I'm trying to get this joke off the line. He lucky I don't have my own board. Jay Bond, you just let these guys go wild on here. I'm really starting to get irritated. Jay, 478 number, get it out of there. Get it out of there. Click them off.
BMC. It's BMC, baby.
Right there. Get them out of here, Jay.
Hey, Jay Bond. Javon.
Arkansas boys, y'all get their BMC too.
Bird man.
Both that made it gone.
Yeah, that's what we need, right? We good now. We good. We good.
They can't talk. They can listen, but they can't talk.
Birdman.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is a truck driver. Hey, he was talking, that young man that was talking about that Pervert H delivery. Yeah, I'm the truck driver that does that delivery. We expanding. We doing all 58 states now, so they will see my truck in their area sometime soon.
I got delivery for Clearwater, Florida. Make sure you get me about 12 cases down to Clearwater, Florida, because I got a few that we're gonna have. we're gonna need some on the spot down there.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, Jake. You know, Fred been a wonderful host, man. But if you bring Coop King down there. Redman and Coop King gonna need an extra box to get back to us.
Why?
Coop King's gonna go easy in the floor.
We locked in, Jay.
Redman is the host of the show now. By him bringing this car down there, he's bringing the bus lane behind his truck. So
he's going to
have to get some
February steaks. No, they supposed to come in that OJ. They supposed to be in that Bronco.
My boy ain't driving his OJ. He ain't driving his OJ now. I ain't going
to
do him like that. When we get to Florida, we done tried it before. We went to Savannah. And then went down 95, and everybody and their mama that was law enforcement got in front of that truck, and we wasn't even speeding. And we can't do that no more. We trying to get down there at a reasonable time, so we need to go ahead and get in an alias vehicle and get on down. We can't have all those folks escorting us as we're going down 95 and stuff like that.
That's a
trying to get a reasonable time. But, hey, y'all listen to this here. My man don't drink, but his car name Hypnotic, and y'all know what it do to you. You can bring any chaser over there, and he will give you what you need. Crew Chief, I was just, you
his
know what I mean?
Hypnotic.
Going. That's the car name, Hypnotic.
You talking about Coop King?
That's right.
Man, we gonna change the name on it after I get done with it. We gonna call it Woo Woo Woo.
it's all good. I mean, you know, y'all are folks now, but hey, you know, it's just gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be what you're looking for. Yes, sir.
When the girl, you give them the $20, they give you that ticket.
Uh huh.
Jay Boy got a special instruction. When you give them the twenty. They're going to give you a box of separation eggs. One for you and one for Coop King. Right? And then for his little son, we're going to give him a big gold stand.
Good.
We ain't spending children this weekend either.
Y'all handing it out a little bit early. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, listen, I wasn't in town this weekend for what I heard from brothers doing down there with that banana. Red man. Don't fall for the banana
in
the tailpipe. That's all I
got to
say.
Well, I ain't going to go there, you know what I mean? We just coming up, you know what I mean? We just showing y'all we ain't scared. Ain't nobody scared of no banana split, you know? We know what to do with them things.
What's the
ingredient y'all put on bananas? What's the main ingredient you put on banana?
Put sweet cream.
Cream on top of banana.
Put nuts on your banana.
I don't put whipped cream on my nuts, Jay.
You said banana. Man, what you got going on, Jay? Man, you better stay off them late night shows, man.
Hey, Coochie, you definitely don't put no hypnotic on no banana. I don't know what Brad Man was trying to go with that one. You know, he's a well-spoken brother, but I don't know where he was trying to go with that. You don't put hypnotic on no banana. I don't even think it. I know that, Brad. I don't know where you was going with that, Brad.
Well, I'm just letting you know, banana, you know, you need a banana to keep you from getting cramps. You know, everybody know that.
What kind of cramp you talking about? Menstrual cramp?
Yeah, he got menstrual cramp.
Hey, Jay, I ain't finna say nothing else. We need the next call in here. Jay, get the next call in here.
All right,
Hey, Brad done that outnumbered on his own show. Ain't that something?
I can't beat
him. All right. We got a 706-1141. 706-1141. Welcome to the Bread Man Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Go ahead, man, Drew.
Yeah. Hey, you go ahead with it. I go after you. Go ahead. Hey, Brad, appreciate you letting us on the show. We just got on, though.
Yeah.
We
just
trying,
Brad. We just got
on
the holler.
That's
it. Man, get out the phone. Hey, my mom was cruel. She was talking about putting his mouth on that banana. I had to hit one, Brad.
Hey, Swan, you want? Hey, Swan, you sure you want to start on this one?
All the I'ma say, cool. If we coming down there, and we gonna rape your ass. We gonna gang rape you. That's all I'ma say.
Hey, Swan, you want to go there with me, Swan?
That's all I'ma say. Hey,
Brad,
bring my mic, Brad.
Hey, Swan back. Yeah. Swan back on me. Hey, right though, crew chief. Did you say anything about putting your mouth on a banana?
I ain't say about putting my mouth on no banana.
Nothing. Okay.
I put my mouth on no banana.
We just trying to get that right. I hope you can't.
Hey, I'll tell y'all what. Hey, Madrill.
Let me tell you right. I ain't going to stop. Go to the top for Florida. Get your hand down. Let me tell you right here. I hope Coop King blister your hand real good when he come down there. And I'm trying to make it down there. If I make you tell T5, he get off-press, off the trailer, I'm going to blister his hand too.
Hey, man, hey, Five, I got this, Five. Do what you do, Mandrill. Do what I want you and I want you, Coop King, and Swine to do. Y'all call on one of the 8 o'clock shows. You call me on 8 o'clock show, preferably a Wednesday at 8 o'clock. You call me, y'all got all the action y'all can handle. Yeah. Trust that.
I got some new word going to come in on your show. Give me some new cussing word coming out. Y'all write it down. I'm putting a new one together. I'm being nice for your show today now. I'm being nice.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to try to appreciate it. Hey, I'll give the arm presser. I'm
dead serious.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Fuck that shit, man.
Get him out of here, Jay. Get him out of here, Jay.
Listen, man.
Both front seats and the back. You'll see.
Well, take one. Take one.
Man, I didn't take a night out. You tell that dude
man,
don't get rid of
the
room.
Man,
look, that dude, he don't have to vote the seat down. He can throw him in the trunk as long as he got
hey,
a seat
hey,
to the trunk.
I tell you what, 2G. I saw you, man. Dude, got a bad seat. You keep talking. I'm going to put you in it. How about that? It's all real good on him.
Man, get homosexuals on the phone. Who let the homosexuals on the phone?
Wait the Wednesday.
I thought homosexuals come on Tuesday. I thought it's homosexual Tuesday.
We're going to wait the Wednesday. Who let the homosexuals on the phone?
They got a Tuesday night show for y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
Got a Tuesday night show for y'all. Come on, 1:30 a.m.
We don't know about that show. We be working that time. How do you know what time the show come on? You tell me.
Because I get enough of y'all, I got to redirect y'all. Every time I, excuse me, is this the homosexual? No. That show come on at 1:30. Wrong number.
You be out there. You direct on the show, man.
Hey, Madrill.
Yeah.
We got a G-Body, right? We got a G-Body down here, G-Body Cutlass, candy paint, rims and tires, small block nitrous. We'll try you with the back tie.
You talking about recall, man. Hold on.
Oh, man, I ain't talking about no Rick Carr, man. Rick Carr ain't got no candy paint on it, dummy.
You got kicked out of school at early age, man.
I'm already locked in. Brad already locked me in with a motorcycle.
Man, hey, boy. Hey, Mandrea.
Listen, Mandrea.
I'm finna tell you some good stuff right now. One thing I know about you, your transmission reverse button worked real good.
I tell you what. They're right. I already got a race locked in. I'm not gonna lock in 2 or 3 races.
I didn't say lock in. I never said lock in. That word never came out of my mouth.
Oh no. Let me win the first race. I still got kids in Pampa. So I gotta get that Pampa money first.
Hey, you stop putting that paint in your hair, you can buy some Pampa.
You my mic, Dave.
Whatever. Hey, another one in here. Next caller. Hey, thank y'all for calling in, man. Y'all were real rough, though. Y'all really did my show in. Thank y'all, though. Jay, what about the next caller?
Man, you know Jay Vaughn's a little slow at times, man. You know, hey, that's an all-timer sitting in on Jay.
Yeah, we go a couple more and get out of here.
Watch this, Brad. Jay Vaughn.
That's what people fall off.
Huh?
Hey, they might be looking at that show, man, you were talking about coming to 1:30 trying to find it. Know what I'm talking about? Leave my mic, bro.
Hey, Jay Bourne, man. See, Jay Bourne's hard, man. Jay Bourne's hard, boy. Jay Bourne is hard. See what I'm talking about? See how Jay do it? Hey, Jay Wrong. But anyway, Brad, what's good, man? What time you plan on arriving to the Rumble in the Jungle, Brad?
Oh, we'll be there Friday.
Oh, man. You going to have your homeboy with you when you come?
I said we will be there Friday. We.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear the we. I thought you said I'll be there Friday.
No,
okay,
I said we will be there Friday.
No problem, sir. Appreciate it. Music to my ears. Lord, to the have mercy.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Got to make sure we got to look at what y'all going to try to do, you know what I mean? Get set
hey,
up.
You better. I'm going to say it again. You better.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy. Oh, yeah. What time are you supposed to come out of the thing today?
Oh.
Matt.
Oh. He should be probably about 1 o'clock he'll be out. But I don't know if he's going to be responsible by the end. Probably going to hit up by 3. What you want to do, sir? Friday, Coop? Crew Chief?
No, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to do the same thing y'all going to be doing Friday.
Nah, hold on, Coochie. I got this. Yeah, Brad, we're going to do something. We're going to get you some of that cotton candy. And we're going to watch you lick your lips. Like, yeah, Coochie.
Well, y'all need to cut that out. Because I ain't like it right here. All that right there, that cotton candy, I ain't eating no cotton candy. ain't, you know what I mean? Ain't drinking no watermelon. Ain't eating no peaches. I'm just being real with you. If it ain't got spring water written on it, it ain't going in. To tell you right now. Now, I'm just being real with you. We coming down there to handle business. And our number one business is put every condiment on top of that banana we can put on there. So when you look over to the side and they say, what do you want? We want Reese's Pieces, Milky Way Pieces, Baby Ruth Pieces, all them colors of little specks and all that, cream, caramel, chocolate, all that on top of it. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, when you leave it down there this weekend, Brad, just go straight to Scott Shop and just drop the call and tell them you want to paint it a different color because it's going to be messed up with these guys. That's all I got to say.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like you got something on your hand, too. Mandrill, let me get this right. Mandrill, shut up and race. We'll run you off the trip.
Who that? T-Fi, he just hung up there, Brad.
I'll tell you about it.
I did. After that, though, after you get what you're looking for, every day you call me, when you call me, I'm going to call Fuck Live. Every time you call me, I'm going to have Fuck Live on the phone. But every time you call me, Fuck Live is going to be on the phone. But after you get what you're looking for, man, dude, you might as well get off the morning show, the afternoon show, the evening show, and the side show. Because every time you call my name, Fuck Live is going to be on your behind. I just want you to know, I'm saying you're early now.
Man, put Buck Loud in play, man. Remember that.
Man, that's good. We ain't got enough.
Man, I got a one thing for sure. I got a 50-50 chance. That's for real. Guarantee
you
that. Austin Taylor, I'm going to take that.
You said the same thing when you played a lot, man. You ain't keep saying
yeah.
Hey, that's
true.
Well,
finish that thing down. Finish that thing down. I got to give the last inspirational vitamin, but I'm going to give this I got to get this address out, y'all. It's this address to the homeless shelter. It's center. It's a opportunity center at 845 West Amite. It's spelled AMITE, Jackson, Mississippi. The number to that center is 601-949-3540. If y'all would like to donate anything to Jackson, Mississippi, that'll be great. Also, if y'all would like to bring any canned food to the Rumble in the Jungle and leave it when you come in the gate, hand them a can or whatever, you won't get no money off or nothing, but just donate something. We would definitely get it to whoever we need to get it to, one of the things, and let them know it came from Rumble in the Jungle. So, like I said, it don't take much to participate in donating a can, one can good. So, with that being said, Jim, you still in here?
I tell you what they doing,
Brad. I don't know what they might be doing.
Hey,
J-Bomb. Jimmy.
Yeah. That ain't no
Jimmy. Where's Jay at? Yeah. Jay. Boy, I tell you, boy. It's rough. It's rough right here, y'all. I can't even see my boy, so y'all can just, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But let me get the last inspirational vitamin in, man, and I guess Jay going to let the show run for what it is. Let me go ahead and throw that in there. I wanted to get that out. Definitely wanted to get that address out for the donating or what have you. Definitely wanted to get that out.
Brad, man, you had a good show, man. You had a good show. You came on right, man. You had a good show, man. Real appreciate you, Brad.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate everybody getting on. I'm sorry about the beginning of the show. My computer is not acting accordingly at all. But with that being said, my inspirational vitamin to get out of here is I figured out the secret of happiness. Appreciation for what you've got, whether it's a little or a lot. So stop taking things for granted. God has been so good to us. Y'all have a blessed day. Now, being said, y'all know I normally get up out of here, but since Jay Barn has fell asleep over there, we can have a free run of this particular entity of the show. If anybody ain't clicking nobody, I don't know who mics are open, but we can definitely hang up from here and go to our a sister show, and we can discuss other matters at hand of how we're going to basically handle the show, The Rumble in the Jungle. So with that being said, this is the Bread Man. I must step out at this time. But y'all, thank you all for calling, and we will get back with y'all Monday with all of the follow-ups of what happened in the Rumble in the Jungle. This is Bread Man, one time over.
T-Vi.
Shivai.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Shivai.
Yeah, what's up, man, Drill?
Yeah, before the end of the show, I don't want to tell you, in case you forget my number, it's 706-347 ass whipping, what you going to get? Red man is gone now.
Hey, man, Drill.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Hey, you showing up, get to the rumble in the jungle. It's going to be a rumble, all right. I ain't going to say, you call my show at 8. You make sure you get Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Boy, listen, Wednesday at 8 o'clock, I ain't got no time on the clock. If it takes 4 hours, Wednesday is on and popping. I'm just letting y'all know. It's on and popping come Wednesday. It's on and popping.
Hey, I'm telling Luke. Wednesday.
Hey, crew chief. Crew chief.
Hello. Yo.
It's Arkansas, man. When the last time y'all been out in that truck, man?
When the last time we been out in it?
Yeah.
Shit, we been out in
it. I know I ain't been hearing, man.
No, oh, talking about racing? Nah, we ain't racing nobody, bro.
Yeah.
We ain't been racing nobody with the truck. There ain't nobody want to do nothing, so.
Yeah.
We ain't been racing nobody.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I ain't heard nothing about y'all had racing nobody with.
We were supposed to race 2 weeks ago at County Line. My homeboy Machete Eddie had a big car, but it was so packed we didn't even get the race off. I got a chance to make one shakedown, and he made one shakedown. And by the time we got ready to go back to the lanes, they had to close the lanes. And, man, we ain't get a chance to do nothing.
Right.
So I asked the dude if you're going to come to the Rumble in the Jungle. He said he didn't know. So, you know, I left it alone. You know, it's obvious, you know, for us to rumble in the jungle, like three and a half hours for us to get to the rumble in the jungle. But so it's obviously he didn't want to do it, so I ain't pushing. I left it alone. But, hey, it is what it is. But, no, I ain't been doing nothing, bro. I wish I had a lot more action. I be seeing on YouTube and I be seeing, you know, guys racing these S10s and stuff, and it's like, why, where the hell I'm at when all this S10 racing going on, but, you know.
Yeah. But you so far, far east, man, and we so far, far west, so you know how they go.
Yeah, I know. I understand y'all boys. That's why I was, next time we get ready to head that way, if we go to Mississippi or Louisiana or something like that, I think we're supposed to go to Texas next year. We're supposed to go to Texas in the summer.
Okay.
So if we heading anytime we get over in that area, you know, I'll be in contact with y'all to, you know, do something.
Yeah, maybe we can do so.
But if y'all come, if you definitely come to Orlando for the race, yeah, we definitely gonna do so. That ain't no doubt. I mean, I only seen stuff on YouTube and stuff like that, but hey, I feel like this. If it's a small block, shit, I stand a chance. I ain't the baddest motherfucker. I just talk more shit than everybody else, so they make it look like I'm better than what I am. But, man, that's all the race.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to tie up between nine next year. I think we're going to end up bumping each other somewhere.
It'll be interesting. What's the other dude name? Yeah. Scoop?
Yeah.
That's the other dude name? Y'all got it. Y'all the one got the blue S team.
Right.
Okay. I remember the shirts, the D&D shirts.
Right.
Yeah. You say y'all from, what part of Arkansas y'all from?
We were in Central Park, Arkansas.
Okay. You know, I don't know shit.
Now, Little Rock here, majority of the team makes a Little Rock right now.
Y'all close to, what states y'all close to?
Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma.
Okay. Y'all on that side. Okay, cool. That's what's up. But like I said, we definitely going to
Tennessee.
Definitely gonna get into something. I look forward to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my crew, we just getting ready for this race. Right now, everybody trying to get make sure we got everything covered and everything like that. So,
yeah. Y'all coming to Dallas? You think y'all coming to Dallas? Hey,
sure. We coming to who?
Dallas. Texas.
Yeah, we're supposed to go to Dallas next year.
For additional convenience, you can get a policy quote or make payments online anytime at O'NeillInsurance.com. That's O-N-E-A-L Insurance.
And thanks again for calling.
Where'd the other go put some clothes on? Mike did.
No,
I'm just changing clothes. I'm Mike on the way over. Well, yeah, you can be a one room.